Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here, brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I.
Sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are not cattle, you are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future, and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise.
Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Shot at, trying to get chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where the niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet night. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times, I once contemplated suicide, and would have tried, but when I hailed that now, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we can smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going fast. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Manny.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy, a little
A place where death doesn't reside. Just thugs who collide, not to start beef or spark trees. No cops rolling by, no policemen, no homicide, no chalk in the streets, no reason for nobody's mama to cry. See, I'm a good guy, I'm trying to stick around for my daughter. But if I should die, I know all of my album supporter. This whole year's been crazy, ask the Holy Spirit to save me. Only difference from me and Ozzy Davis, gray hair maybe. Cause I feel like my eyes saw too much suffering. I'm just 20 some odd years, I done lost my mother and I cry tears of joy. I know she smiles on a boy, I dream of you more. My love goes to a Beanie Shakur, cause like Ann Jones, she raised the ghetto king in a war. And just for that alone, she shouldn't feel no pain no more. Cause one day we'll all be together, sipping heavenly champagne where angels soar with golden rings and Thug's Mansion.
Every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Tennessee, we back in cool every hour, cause it's all good.
Thug's Mansion.
From the world outside, every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace.
Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, dripping peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Natasha show grown, tell the lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us when Miles Davis cutting loose with the band. Just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace at last. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear a mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little
easy. Thug's
Mansion. We're back in cool every hour, cause it's so good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every ghetto needs a Thug Mansion.
It's Tuesday, people. It's Tuesday. You are on with your national spokesman for the Black Panthers of Justice. Not the new Black Panthers, but the Black Panthers of Justice. Oh, What a weekend. The Pope Victory Tour finally over. No, he went around the world kissing more babies than politicians. Something just freaky about that Pope. But that's another, we covered a lot of that last week. But I'm glad to be here. Another week. As the old lady in church would say, like I say, yes, another day that the Lord has kept me. Yeah, I know that one old lady that always sang it off key, but won't nobody tell her to sit down, because bless her heart. But, it's definitely a beautiful, 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 beautiful blessing to be alive among the living. So, you know what I always do? I always like to say thank you. I can't give God a shout out or the Most High, but just thank the Creator just for creating me, you know, for giving me this message. You know, it always humbled me that I have the number of listeners that I do, which means I do something right. So I just always want to say thank you for every person that calls in. Thank you to the Creator for placing it on your mind. Say, let me listen to this show. Let's see what this show is about. And just, you know, tell a friend. You know, we give Scandal, you know, a lot of support. We give Empire a lot of support. We give all these poop butt garbage shows a lot of support. So we have to learn to support the little people. No, not that, you know, but I haven't made it to a mainstream level. Like I always say, you know, hit me up on my page at Antonio Riggins on Facebook, or I Speak the Truth 33, even though I just turned 34, on my Instagram. And just say, you know, we appreciate you for doing what you try to do, because a lot of times people overlook, you know, the work that goes into being a truth seeker, a revolutionary. You know, anybody that says, I'm going to go left because everybody else is going right, or I'm going to take my destiny into my hands and pray to my Creator and see what the Creator has for me. So, you know, I always just want to come out and try to, you know, help somebody. As the church said, if I could just help one somebody, my living ain't in vain. He got to stop talking about my pastor. I enjoy this. But no, definitely, all seriousness, you know, aside, I really appreciate the love. I really appreciate the support. I appreciate everybody that calls in and makes this show what it is. Shout out to my boy Jay. Shout out to my boy E. Shout out to my lovely, lovely, lovely Sweet Dreamy Pisces. If you want beautifully handcrafted, now, I like the slogan, beautifully crafted pieces for beautifully crafted people. But, and that's what I say, because I think each and every person that receives one of these bracelets or earrings or a necklace or whatever piece of your choice that you have to create, you know, you are a beautifully crafted person, not just because you bought something, but just because. So if you want to just show love to her collection, stroll over to DreamyPisces80 on Instagram. And look at her entire collection of everything. And show love. You know, show love. You know, we go spend all this money at Tiffany. Who is Tiffany? Who the hell is Tiffany? So, you know, or Dreamy Beads by Sharon Z on her website. I mean, it's out of sight. And I'm not just saying that because she's my special, you know, Dreamy Pisces. I'm saying that if I didn't know her, I would support that collection. So, you know, just, you know, do a favor to yourself and stroll on over to DreamyPisces80. DreamyPisces80 on Instagram, or Dreamy B by Sharon B. Shout outs to Anonymous for that message to humanity. I love that, you know, because when they linked up with us, the Black Panthers for Justice, you know, that show breaking the chains of color, you know, that we can't all just stay in our closed-minded box. So, you know, definitely shout out to that group and the work they do. Shout out to my comrades, my amigos, my compadres, my people, my family, all of them, the Black Panther Justice, our Minister of Information, Sister Renee, our Field Marshal, Brother Jamar Radu Gamba, our Deputy Chairman, Brother Coop DeVille, and we can't forget Sister Sonya, and we can't forget our strong, great chairman, Brother Ishmael Shabazz, who I always say this brother has been there for me since day one. You know, when old Snitching Bilal tried to ruin the group, you know, he stood up like a man of integrity. And if we research this and all of that crap that they pulled back from yesteryear on him, I'm telling you personally, this is not who the media portrays him to be. He's always been a man of his family, never advocates violence. He never said, we're going to kill us some white babies. No, that ain't the way we talk here. So, you know, definitely show love to my family, you know, because that's what we are. We're much more than a movement. So shout out to the Black Panther and that incredibly handsome, strong, intelligent. I'm talking about the man is so intelligent. The national spokesman. Him? Wow. They said, that man, they God made someone, they made him. You know, it's all love here, and I hope you guys enjoy this show. News and notes, if I forgot anybody on shout-outs, you should talk to me more often, and I'll shout you out. But news and notes. My people, my hitters. What you know about this song? National folks. Oh, we got to learn. Now, see, you got to search my archives and go back to a segment or a show that I did, Black Law versus the White Law. When I talked about a young teenager, Ethan Couch, who ran over playing bumper cars with people, he killed three people. And they let him go. Not only did they let him go, they said he suffered from influenza. He didn't know he was supposed to kill nobody. Damn it. I mean, and it's not a joke, but, I mean, to a point, it is funny. You know, because we have to learn, my people. You know, shout out to this sister, Empress, Empress Sekhmet. And she was arrested here at ATL for her video that went viral on YouTube. When she called for open season on white people, said, "We, you know, it's time to stand up." I get everything this sister was saying. I do. I get everything from a fed up revolutionary standpoint. I get everything from we're tired of watching our people gunned down week after week after week. We're tired of just everything. We're tired of stories like Sandra Bland, Mike Brown. The list goes on and on. I mean, the list is so long. We're tired of people like George Zimmerman, who basically marks Trayvon's death on his Twitter and said, "I got away with murder." You see, he did something. They finally caught OJ. But OJ just wouldn't sit down. So, I mean, we have to understand those black laws versus those white laws. But back to I Empress Sekhmet. You know, after she posted the video, and this is only backlash for the F Your Flag movement, where, you know, her, and shout out to Brother Eric Shepherd, you know, when that whole thing now. And my brother Paisley, she said, "No, you can't walk on the flag. That just wouldn't be smart. You shouldn't do that." I said, "Why?" You know, but sometimes that's why, brothers, you have to listen to your women, because had it been me, I would have put a bad mark, because sometimes even I have to understand things you can do and things you can't do. And we got to learn that, and a lot of people said, "Well, what about the Texas police officer that said take slingshots and fire rocks at any Panther?" He didn't say the Black Panther, you know, the new Black Panther. He didn't say, he said any Black Panther. He said to take slingshots and take rocks and fire a metal. You know, and they said, well, why isn't he in trouble? Well, Malik Shabazz stood up there with his big glasses and said, kill white people. Why aren't they? Because different laws apply to white people and shout out. So, shout out to that sister. And we have to learn that our words can really get us in trouble. And I understand the ramifications of everything that I say when I turn this speaker on every Tuesday and Thursday. I understand each time I speak on a black so-called leader, or when I speak on a disgraceful white so-called leader, that people don't like what I say all the time. But once again, I'm not for everybody. You know, if you don't like what I say about your pastor, then hey, you know, do what you do. But we have to learn to when, you know, these videos are going to get us in trouble. You know, we can't say certain things. It's different ways to teach our people. So if we're telling our people to walk up to an officer and take his gun, we're putting that life in danger. You know, so we got to be smart about our revolutionary tactics, black people. And we don't pray and keep that sister in our prayers that she makes it home and everything is okay. But it's crazy. We have to understand, like I said, no black law and no white law. Some things just don't apply to us. But we hope for the best. Topic time. Yeah, I'm going to get into the topic. If you made it in the beginning of the show, I played Thug's Mansion by legendary Tupac. And the gist of the song was, brothers need a spot where we can kick it. And I'm talking about just people, but for this one, and this is what this show is, it's a place where we don't have to bicker over, you know, small things. We don't have to bicker over, well, I'm a 5%er, well, I'm a more, I'm this. And as I say all the time, you're in trouble. I don't care if you're a more, I don't care if you're an atheist, I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're a Jehovah Witness. I don't care if you know how to pop lock and do the robot. You know, you are in trouble. So the reason for my show, it isn't to always call out and tell everybody how shiny Louis Farrakhan is. It isn't always to tell everybody what a sellout, Crep Yo Dollar, TDJ, any of those guys. Please don't start on Eddie Long or Morris Day or whoever he tries to look like. But it's just to tell you the truth. Stop believing in man. And one more thing about this dadgone Pope. People, and I know I'm not probably talking to none of y'all because wasn't none of y'all there. But we have to really realize what we are witnessing. We witness people just handing their kids over to anybody. Because the world has deemed this man damn near Jesus. And it just, oh, here's my baby. And we have to understand each time. Shout out to my boy, Jay, because he's the only one when I click him in that really understands the spiritual aspect from a man's point of view. And we have to understand, see, ladies, it's different when you're dealing with just a dude around the way. You met him at the club and, you know, he bought you a nice little drink, and, you know, you like the way he stood in the corner with his cat leg up in the air. Reminds you of the dude you had a crush on in 12th grade. No, we ain't talking about none of that. We're talking about when you really understand the spiritual aspect of this warfare that we are in. What you talking about, national spokesman warfare? Spiritual warfare to handing your kids over to any and everybody. We don't know what this dadgone Pope is made of. I do know he's in charge of every dadgone religion. So when I say one world, one religion, you want to call me a conspiracy theorist. We have to look through these stories that's on TV. Protect our kids better, even if it's not the Pope. Stop handing your kids to everybody. Fellas, stop taking your kids around every female you meet. Ladies, stop allowing every man that you get with to meet your kids. We think everybody, oh, he's special. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my night with him.
I thought I was going to say life then.
But seriously, we don't understand the war that we are in. We don't understand the physical war. We don't understand the mental war. We don't understand the spiritual war. So the point of this story, what they got to do with Tupac Thug next? The Pope ain't in the match. I know what y'all think. No, but the point of that is we need a spot that we can just chill. We need a spot that we can just talk about everything. And that's why I tell you, shout out to my dream, Pisces, for what, you know, her courage last week of the things she spoke about. You know, and like I said all the time, I'm not saying air out everything, but we are amongst people. You never know what you are going through. But we got to submit to our ego, fellas. Submit to your attitude, ladies. We think we too tough to even act like, you know, we done had our heart broke. Oh, we just impervious. Oh, I don't have feelings. Oh, I don't care about that. No, I ain't going to never get my heart broke. Oh, I'm stiff on women. Oh, I'm stiff on dudes. Stop lying. You know, I went way back to third grade when a girl called me ugly. You know, and that's some deep stuff. That's like, hey, girl, you dog, you old now. But that's the depth of the damage of this stuff. So shout out to her because she really opened up and really gave a piece of her. So, you know, the thing is, shout out to you too, baby. But the point of that is something for my fella. What about us? Not your night, lady. You coming. Something for my fella. And see, as I said in my promo, we often, you know, shine the light on these little ashy, poop butt brothers, the fools, you know, the jocks. He's strong. You know, we always, you know, just place everything. I'm not talking about Idris Elba on this show, ladies, because we really don't know what type of brother he is. He can be a great man, but he could be also a prick. But we're talking about the real brothers. You know, the brothers that get overlooked. You know, the brothers that decided to give up things to chase their dreams. Not even dreams, because you got to be asleep to be dreaming. And we wide awake. A lot of my people, and I want to help more people to awaken to this stuff. But something for the fellas on the standpoint of my revolutionary brothers, who sometimes is misunderstood what a revolutionary brother does. A spiritual brother who sometimes he says, I can no longer be in this matrix. I can no longer stand there with the devil have his foot on my neck. You know, I can no longer do these things. I can no longer be a slave to a 9-to-5. So I'm choosing to go my way. Something for the brother that just got a good heart and desires to give, but he bumps into a scallywag. You know, something for brothers like me that come every Tuesday and Thursday, every Tuesday and Thursday, and say, I'm going to give this message to the people, even if they don't always like what I say. You know, or I'm going to lend myself to the people, no matter, I know what I face when I talk about the little shiny man. I know what I face when I speak some of the stuff that I speak. So I'm talking about something for the fellas who work hard to take care of their kids. We often talk about the deadbeat dad. We often run down the black brothers. But I want to hear from my stand-up brother. And if you know a stand-up brother, tell them to call area code 646-787-1787. One more time, 646-787-1787. Tell him he on with the national spokesman for the Black Panther for Justice, and we're talking about something for the fellas. I'm not talking about the fellas that do nothing. I'm talking about the fellas that make a way for their kids, even if they don't have much. The fellas that step up to the plate for somebody else. You know, where are those kind of appreciation and accolades? Fellas, what you going through tonight that you want to let off your chest? You know, where are you not being heard for my fellas that's in relationships? What causes friction in your relationship? we got to talk about some things, because the number one thing we have to heal before we can, you know, do all of this old revolutionary talk that we're talking, we are hurt. We are wounded. We've been shot. We've been stabbed. We have to heal, because a lot of times our problems are internal. And I'm not just talking about inside us. I'm talking about in our home, in our everyday life. You know, so what's bothering you, my fella? And we got to learn to talk, because that's the number one thing as fellas that we don't do. We don't communicate, because we never have been taught. You know, we always say, shut up, man up. You know, and you're 3 years old, and boom, you know, you get busted in the chest. You know, they never really taught us how to be men, per se. They never really taught us, you know, it's okay to express your feelings. You're going to be one of those dudes that cry over everything. But it's okay to be vulnerable. That's the person tell me all the time, I like to be vulnerable. You know, and it's not always easy. So, fellas, I want to hear from you. Tell me, you know, what's up? And, oh, where can I go? Where will I go? I know where I go. Carla, you are on the line.
Now, I told you to hold back on it for a minute, man. Golly, what's going on?
What's up, my brother?
Man, relaxing, just relaxing. I called out earlier, you know what I mean?
Okay.
anyway, man, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying this day.
I see. How you going to put the JW out there like that, man? You got to do your homework on that, see what the reason for the cause is on that one, man.
On which one, man?
The JW, the Jehovah's Witness, man. You got to do your homework on them folks, man. Golly, I'm not baptized in it, but I believe they message, man. You got to go do your homework, man.
I got to get all of them, bro. I don't
discriminate. that's just like we know about the Black Panther. Then they got their 10 points, man. You got to go do your research as well on certain things, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but the same thing you tell me, the same thing I hear from the Muslims. Say you have to research. And I tap on just straight religion. Anyway, because my thing I always say, we talk all the time, I say, God never restricted you to a religion. He never said you had to be this in order to be that. He wants you to get your mind right. He don't care where you at. You know, so that's where I go.
Yeah.
I just say no matter what denomination we belong to, this agenda that these people got going on, they don't care what denomination we belong to. We are in trouble as a people.
I hear that. But, you know, like, okay, your message, you know, you say cleaning up our language and, you know, be fun with godly, you know what I'm saying, doing God's work and whatnot like that. So,
okay.
You know, they preach the same thing, you know what I'm saying? They preach how to be clean and not to have immoral sex and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about? You know, actually, you ought to check out one of their service. You know what I'm saying? They like how the preacher be on in the pulpit. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. You know, for me, it's just like, you know, I'll change it so I can see that it's something like going to school. And everybody have their own approach about comments and stuff like that. It's not like how it is on here. You know what I'm saying? They go through the little scriptures or whatever like that, and the guy who's, you know, preaching a sermon, you know, so he gives them a chance to, you know, what's their opinion about how they feel about certain scriptures and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, you know, check them out, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing like, you know, other religions or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's something I got to stand up for, you know what I mean? I agree with some things, man, but you know, I got to stand on that one, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but, you stand your ground, bro.
Yeah, man, but the topic, man, is dope, you know what I'm saying? So, as you know, I've been going through a little thing, relationship-wise and far as family-wise, you know what I'm saying? I've been taking a beating, you know, like I was telling you earlier about things that happened to me in the past, that certain things that trigger certain memories. So I told you that I remember, like, growing up, that I come home, Mom, I got a girlfriend. He ain't got no girlfriend. I'm your girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about? There it goes. But you, like, need to keep your mind off them tabs and them books. You know what I'm talking about? And then, you know, growing up, like, I was 13 years old in middle school. I think I was in the 7th or 8th grade. And it was a white girl, man, a white girl. Now, we in the gymnasium in front of everybody. And I remember me playing with the girl and whatnot. Now, this girl like 144 pounds, and I'm probably like 85 to 90 pounds back then. And she goes to the principal's office crying and saying that I tried to take something from her for his sexual assault. You know what I'm saying? So they calls me into the office or whatnot. And before I get to the office, she run past me crying. I'm thinking, we cool. I'm like, what's wrong? She running crying hysterically. You know what I'm talking about? So I goes in the office or whatever. The principal already had it out for me. So she's saying, like, what did you do to that girl? And then that, like, I ain't did that to her. What are you talking about? She said that you tried to take some from her and a bunch of bleaches and all that stuff. That I said, huh? So anyway, speed on for that. So they had a hearing for me or whatnot. So when they had a hearing for me, her dad came or whatever. These white people, too. Dad come in, homeboy come in, and the guy who I thought was my homeboy, he white. And, you know, I asked for people to take up for me. They're like, that ain't even in that man's character. I was right there, you know what I'm saying? He ain't doing anything, but, you know, he was playing with her, whatever, like that. Like, he was holding her or whatever like that. Not holding her in the love of grace, but holding her with my arms or something like that. Now, I'm like I said, I'm 90 pounds, 85 to 90 pounds. She's like 144 pounds. So she could have overpowered me if I was trying to do anything, right? So I'm in the hearing, I'm in tears, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I would never take nothing from a woman. I got a niece, I got a brother, sister, or whatnot. I would not, you know, disrespect no woman like that. So the father looking at her all crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really got me down here with this little boy talking about he took something or tried to take something. So you know she got her butt tore up. But anyway, I goes home. Don't you know I get beat for no reason? And the reason for the beating was because that was black men had was indulging with white women or whatever like that, but it was unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? They was getting lynched and stuff by being with a white woman. I got beat for something in the past. And from then, it scarred me and it made me feel like I don't trust women because, you know, after that, a woman could call rape on me. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a woman be, you know, say a woman might have, you know, weight over me. You know what I'm saying? Like right today, I ain't number like 115, 120, and I'm 5 feet. You know what I'm saying? So over through time, you know what I'm saying? Like I had to deal with that shame, with that scar. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, how she came off situation, I feel like it wasn't my fault, so I should have got, you know what I'm saying, done like that. You know, along with other things that went down pertaining to a female or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, me and her had a dope conversation. She kept it 100 with me today. My mother I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? And I'm her only boy, you know what I'm saying? Might as well say I'm just like the only child. But I can understand her concern as a mother, knowing what I'm dealing with as far as a condition is concerned. She don't want me hurt or nothing like that. But I felt like, you know what I'm saying, it's a way by handling a situation that wouldn't cause me to feel the way that I feel about a female today. You know what I'm saying? I cannot allow her to be involved in relationship matters or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, she protected. But I was trying to tell, you know, my family, whatever, I am not a mama's boy, you know what I'm saying, at all. You know, I always been the type of being my own man. I go out and be on my own, you know what I'm saying? But she always had my back, too, you feel me? But, you know, just going through that, you know, as a child, you know, I always so adulthood, it do something to you emotionally, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, as far as the female that I've been dealing with, you know what I'm saying, she got to understand it as far as her approach, because I done been through that approach with my mother. Any woman that I deal with, they gotta respect me as a man. They can't be mouthing off all the time, because it triggers me, and then I'd be ready to go off. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just deal with pain like that, you know what I'm saying, issues like that. I done been through some pain when it comes to my mother and a female, whatever like that. Like I said, she gonna always be my mother. And then, you know what I'm saying, my female, I separate my mother and my female, you know what I'm saying? So I deal with both individuals different, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a time and place for everything. Everything don't need to be addressed, whatever like that. But my woman, she got to definitely watch her mouth when she talk to me, you know what I'm saying? It ain't because I'm sensitive, it's because as a right of being a man, you need to respect me as a man, as your man, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to allow you to abuse me with your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I got to say, man. You know, I'm just, you know, trying to make it, man, you know, and clear the air about what I be feeling and stuff like that. And I ain't going to hold your line, though, because I'm sure there's a lot of people on here who want to speak what they feel tonight. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you. At all.
I am watching
a certain individual on this line, and I hope he hear me. We ain't speaking about no Illuminati tonight. We ain't speaking about it because the devil, we ain't doing it tonight. So if you get clicked in, I will address you next time when I come online, and I want you to click me in after you allow him to speak so he'll know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And we have love on this show, damn it. But we're not thinking about no Illuminati tonight. But hey, okay. And we keep it moving. Something from a fella. So what do you mean? Nothing for me. So why you got to call out the JW? And you know I'm going to speak on this. Now, clear myself when I talk about these denominations. I know we have Muslim. We are time Muslim. I know we have a ton of different denominations. Now, what I mean by that, it doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter what denomination we are. Knowing the signs and the times, no matter who's telling this truth, we just have to recognize it. We have to recognize it and understand, no matter if it's the standard Christian, no matter if it is Jehovah's Witness, no matter if it's Muslim, no matter if it's 5%, we have too many things that divide us. And what I'm simply saying is, by us being divided, and we have all these different black liberation groups. If we have all of these people, we can't forget those Catholics. We can't forget the Catholics, because I was in a debate with a Catholic brother, and he told me, he said, this is the purest religion ever. Okay. You know, but we have to understand, if it's so much pure, if it's so much love for the people, why are we struggling? Why are we struggling? If we have great black liberation groups, why are we struggling? If we got great pastors and leaders that are shining and have big mega domes, why are we struggling as a people? You know, so that's why I always, you know, tap on religion. You know, it's not to knock on nobody's face, because what a person believes is what a person believes. But why are we struggling as a people if there's so much love and there's so much truth behind this stuff? Because you cannot have power and truth. You got to give one of them up. And a lot of times they give it up for that nice new Mercedes, or that nice new World Changers Ministry, or that nice new whatever we have. So it's never a shot at religion. I just got out of it because there's a cap on it. You can only ask questions. I know, and I've been to a ton of churches, and they say, oh, you can ask my pastor anything you want. Okay, well, let me ask him about the Council of Nicaea and tell him about my views on Jesus and see how holy your pastor remains. So that's where I'm at, like, with the truth and with spirituality, there is no rule. There is no rule. But we're going to keep it strolling. And oh, where can I go? Get some help. Caller, you are on the line. Yo, caller. Yo. 1, 2, 3, 6. Okay. You're not getting no love there. Call you on my line.
What's going on, my brother?
What's happening, man?
Oh, not much, man. Just ironing my clothes. I got to hop on the Greyhound tonight. I'll be in Atlanta in the morning because I have orientation for school.
As always.
I mean, and, about the topic, as far as when it comes to sacrifice. I mean, when you pray, when you really pray for something, I mean, and you really, really pray about it hard and embedded in your heart, you know, the Most High, He'll give it to you. And once He gives it to you, it's like, you know, what? I was surprised. My situation, okay, I separated from my wife because I understand, you know, what a soulmate is. And I was showing that she wasn't the one for me.
Okay.
I mean, it's plain and simple. I mean, it's because when you been on this journey, you know, you have to have somebody that has your back, somebody that supports you, somebody that, you know, will fill you up with that love that you need. You can't, it'll burn yourself out fast if you continuously, you know, give, and you're giving all your energy towards somebody and they're not, you know, restoring that energy. If they're selfish and only thinking about themselves and about their, you know, reaching their goals in life, it leaves you out to dry. I mean, and at some point, you know, you have to step up and say, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do with life? You know, we're all born on purpose. Therefore, we're all born with the purpose. And once you pray for that purpose, that's when God will show you. That's when your whole path in life will change. I mean, and sometimes you have to let go. I mean, if you really love somebody, you're willing to let go in order to grow. I mean, for me, I had to let go of my marriage and pursue my purpose in life. Not saying my marriage was a hindrance, but saying that, you know, when I got married, it wasn't of God. It wasn't a God-ordained marriage. That was it was a fleshly marriage. I mean, and a lot of people get caught up in situations and they're stuck in, you know, ruts and in marriages and wondering why, you know, what's going on. Why can't we just seem to get this right? Why can't we seem to, you know, be happy? It's because of that unequal yoke. I mean, people read the Bible and people study the Bible, but it's really true. If you're not spiritually aligned with somebody, it's hard to work out, because if you're pursuing your purpose and this person is still consumed with fleshly things, how can that add up? How can I be about saving my people when you're about, you know, getting another car?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just an example, but as far as, you know, a man of God, what's up?
But you know something, brother? one of the things, and you and I can attest to this before probably our awakening. A lot of times we're not taught our purpose. Especially us as fellas, because the first thing we say, oh, if we don't say my little nigga, oh, okay, this is my little football player right here. This is my basketball player right here. This is my, you know, we put what we feel their purpose in them. And a lot of times they don't, you know, we don't know about a purpose. So that's why when we get down the line, we wake up, it's a little tough.
I mean, with that situation, you know, as far as with having kids, okay, when that's because of the role models that's portrayed in society. You know, the role models that's given is the LeBron James, the Kobe Bryant, you know, the football players, the rappers, stuff like that. You don't have, you know, they don't show you the positive side of being a revolutionary. They don't show you the positive side of wanting to help your people. They're not going to tell you that to be more like Marcus Garvey, to be more like Malcolm X, to be more like Huey P. Why? Because society has deemed those people as radicals. So of course they're not going to tell you, they're not going to tell you to be like them. I mean, and if that's the case, then if they tell you to be like Jesus, wasn't Jesus a radical? Didn't he go against the grain of everything that you know that society had formed? So therefore, if we're all trying to be God, like, I don't see a problem with being a radical. We're supposed to go against the grain. Why? Because if we all understand what society's built off of and America's built off a bunch of lies, then you would want to figure out a way to, you know, to be free. I mean, financially, for you have to make sacrifices when you're talking about being free. You have to make, you know, do things that's out of your comfort zone when you're talking about being free. It's all about how much are you willing to sacrifice to grow spiritually. You know, how much are you willing to sacrifice to grow to help your people? Because God will give you an abundance amount of blessings, but if you're staying stagnant in what you're doing, if you're not putting forth that effort and doing any work, then you're not going to, you're just going to have the same old blessings as everybody else. I mean, so like you said, in church, what's up?
So what do you think the breakdown, let's say in relationships, what do you think the breakdown comes when, like you say, okay, like me, I have an awakening. I say, okay, well, if I don't have somebody that's sent to me spiritually, and this is like, you know, we have our own, we have problems. And a lot of times people say, well, oh, you think you're better than everybody because you talk about praying more than anything, and it's not that. But, you know, we took the route of being spiritually in tune before we just jumped fleshly. So sometimes if your mate isn't awakened, I think that kind of hinders the process too. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's true because, I dealt with it. You know, I wasn't awakened until I was married. I didn't start my journey until the beginning of this year. I mean, and mentally and in my heart, you know, a lot changed. And it was hard trying to ask God, you know, what's my purpose in life? What's my purpose in life? And then try to explain to my wife, you know, what's going on with me. Because a lot of the things that we study, a lot of the things that, you know, we gain knowledge off of, it goes over people's head. Like, they don't want to open their hearts to the truth because they're caught in their ways.
Yeah.
I mean, and some people, because of their jobs, it's even harder for them to be awakened. Why? Because every day you go to your job, that's another day of programming that you're doing. That's another That's another day, you know, of you going to the plantation. I mean, sad to say, but that's how it is. I mean, and it was a struggle with trying to explain to her, like, look, I don't know, I'm getting these visions, I'm feeling this way, you know, I'm noticing things about the world that's going on, you know, a lot of things that's adding up, and it's like, hold on, wait a minute. God, can this really be true? Yeah, it's true. I mean, and the truth sometimes hurts. You know, the truth is really realizing that we have to serve out our purpose, especially if you're called. Yeah. If you're chosen, if you're given a purpose, you have to serve your purpose, or else you're going to be miserable inside. You're going to feel every day that you're not on that path to do your purpose, you're going to be dead inside. I mean, it isn't for everybody. like, this journey is not for everybody, because you have to really be on your P's and Q's. You have to have a lot of discipline about it. You know, you have to monitor everything you do. I mean, yeah, people, when it comes to cursing and drinking, you know, people don't see a problem with it. But for me personally, like, that stuff bothers my spirit. I mean, the certain things that you watch, certain things that you listen to, you know, it bothers, it's a spiritual thing. I mean, sometimes that's even hard with trying to get that across people, because they feel like, oh, well, you just all about spirituality, spirituality, when it's so much what is going on in the world. But like, but if we're all, you know, children of God and we all believe in God, then shouldn't our focus be on God? And everything else will fall into place? You know, shouldn't our purpose, if the pastor says, if we all, you know, have been in a church and the pastor's job is to save souls, why isn't our job to save souls? I mean, who says that the pastor's anointed enough that he's that, you know, that third party that's supposed to get us to God? No, this is an individual thing when you really break it down, because we're not going to be standing in, you know, in judgment holding hands. We're not going to be standing there singing Kumbaya. No, it's going to be a personal relationship thing. When God made us, he made us in secret. Therefore, when he gave us our purpose, he gave us our purpose individually. And it's our job to follow. Once we get that purpose, once we understand it, we got to do it. I mean, when it comes to breaking down, hey, is it going to be purpose versus relationship? Purpose versus marriage? Purpose versus job? If you really want to be free, how much are you willing to sacrifice? If you really care about your kids, how much are you willing to sacrifice to really take care of your kids? I mean, like, my dad, he's not going to leave. If he passes away, I don't know what's going to be left. I know it's not going to be, if it's money, okay, cool. I doubt it. But for me personally, I'd rather leave my kids, you know, something that's something more than money. Like everybody said, I want to make life better for my kids, but how can you make life better for your kids if you don't invest in yourself, if you don't, you know, make those sacrifices? I mean, your kids are going to be working a 9-to-5 just like you. I mean, so if you really want to build, it's about, you know, building up your people, trying to build communities, you know, trying to build, have ownership as black people, own something. I mean, because that's what it's going to boil down. That's what the revolutionary really is going to happen. What are we going to own? What type of land are we on? We don't own no bit of land. I mean, and that's the goals that we should be fighting towards when it comes to a revolutionary. Yeah, we can go out there and buzz guns all day. But at the end of the day, guess what? White people and the Jews still own the land. Now we just got a bunch of dead people and the white people still own the land. Therefore, nothing has changed. Why do you think they say history repeats itself? Because everybody doing the same thing over and over again. Who's going to stop that cycle? You know, who's going to stop that writing and be like, hold on, let's really break this down strategically? Because you can't. Like I said, it's easy to get out there and bust guns. It's easy to get out there, you know, and say hate the white people. That's easy. But what route are you really taking spiritually, you know? What purpose are you really serving with your life?
Take them, bro.
And that's my spiel. I'm going to leave it at that. I got to go hop in the shower because I got to get on the road. But I appreciate you. I really do honestly wholeheartedly appreciate you because our talks, you know, and the show gets me through. It helps me out spiritually.
Shout out, man. I appreciate it. Always love. Love you, bro.
All right, love you too, my man.
That's my guy. See, and that's why sometimes I say, sometimes people tell me, say, your listeners talk too long. Oh, sometimes you have to hear it from somebody else because sometimes, like I said, people have a tendency because I decided to no longer still cuss and act like a fool. Don't mean I'm perfect. I still have my struggle that I fight with and things I have to break of my flesh. Always, that's why I'm thankful for that brother. I'm thankful for that brother all the time because ever since he came into the show, he's been able to come in and assist me from that spiritual man standpoint. And it's hard. Like I said, a lot of females, they don't understand spiritual men because we are taught, we are programmed. We are all dealing with programs. Even the crazy white people are dealing with programs. Even these bloodthirsty Rothschilds, Rockefellers, whoever you want to call them, Astors, Collins family, whoever you want to talk about in this bloodline. And I know Eddie Belafonte said he didn't want to hear nothing about no Illuminati, but I'm talking about Illuminati. But, you know, it's definitely serious. So all jokes aside, you know, there is a spiritual war. And a lot of things that brother just spoke is a lot of things that I talk about all the time, and it's hard to capture people's attention because scandal. Oh, I got to see me some Empire free Lucius. I hope Lucius know what to do when they tell you to take these chips. Because Lucius, they don't have Lucius behind right in there too. And we sit right in front of this and we talk about stand up. Or we, and like I said, bless that sister that I talked about, sister, the I Empress Sekhmet, who was arrested for, you know, saying open season on white people. You're getting nowhere with that talk, my sister. You're getting nowhere with that talk because we have to understand, like I spoke on those Rothschilds, who really running this thing and who's running their mouth. So that's why, you know, I try to get the word. They say, well, what you doing, national spokesman? I'm doing something. You know, I'm trying to give back. I feed people. You know, I try to do things one bit at a time. But that's where we have to come together, not just as black people, but as everybody. Stop sticking our kids on this football field and saying, oh, my baby's going to be the next Julio Jones, the most sorry Falcon. We have more pride. We'll stand up and fight for the Falcon more than we will our own soul. Somebody could purposely tell you that there's a demon on the verge of coming to get you, but you won't believe it. But let somebody tell you Julio Jones down the street signing autographs. You're going to break your neck. We fall right into the plan and then talk about, I hate white people. Then go shop at Walmart. Break these chains, my people. Break these chains. I'm going to keep strolling. Something for my fellas. We got to get some ladies in, too. Carla, you on the line. 3169. I'm talking to you. Oh, don't hang up. Who gets stage fright?
No,
Carla, you on the line.
Hey, good evening.
Hey there.
Oh, good topic going on, everybody. And thank you for the shout out.
Right.
Dreamy Bean. Yeah, Chase is here with me. He's talking up a storm. So
that's fine. And see, one of the things I love about this show, because we have to listen to the single mother, because this is what single mothers go through.
Indeed. Okay. So yeah, I mean, everything that, you know, both of y'all are saying is absolutely true. I know, you know, I'm not a man, but I know what it's like to be, you know, a conscious and aware woman, you know, trying to work a job, you know, and these things, you know, take care of kids, going to a 9-to-5, wishing I was doing something else with my time, knowing that I'm on the plantation. It's just a high-paid plantation with air conditioning, and I can take breaks and stuff, but it's still, you know, working for a system that is using me for my time and my efforts on my body, you know, so I understand what men go through in that aspect of it, you know, but I know it's difficult for you all being spiritual warriors, expected to. Because women, you know, I'm a woman, and you know, I do want some things. I don't consider myself as being a materialistic woman, but you know, I know that my children need to be taken care of. I know that you know, we need things, and I do enjoy certain comforts. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I don't like certain comforts. So that, you know, a woman, and especially a woman that's asleep, a woman that's asleep is going to put tons of pressure on that man, you know, to, you're supposed to provide, you're supposed to take care of us and make sure that we're good financially, but then that spiritual aspect is neglected, and I think it's because, number one, the woman is not awake and aware, but number two, she was not brought up to know that that type of role that that man is supposed to lead, and he is supposed to lead his family spiritually first. But a lot of women don't understand that we have been fed, we have been bred, we have been shown through the TV that it's just, you're just supposed to get you a man with some money or get you a man that's going to, you know, just take care of your needs, and then you're going to be okay. But the crazy thing is, even if you have that man that's taking care of your financial needs, majority of the time, women still are not okay because, you know, we think that, you know, finances is going to just take care of everything, but it's a lot of rich women right now that's unhappy and unstable. So that's where we need something deeper. You know, we need that spiritual guidance, we need that spiritual king in order to be evenly yoked. And it takes both partners to do that. So, like, our relationship is beautiful because, you know, we have the spirit. You know, we're also aware of the world corruption that's going on. We just, you know, we're missing the finances right now. So, you know, but we're working on that. And the thing is, when you're working in the spirit and you're doing the purchase, I know that the money's going to come. You know, you just have to do certain things to be spirit-led to get to the money. But the money will come because if you're connected to the source is going to always pour into us and give us those answers that we need to lead us to the doors that we need to go through to get to the money. But I know it's tough, you know, for the brothers out there that are, you know, spiritually led and conscious and aware, and to have to be with a sister that's hard. Just quick example, and we've talked about this before, I had my best friend, her husband, not sure exactly what happened, but they were a husband, wife, two kids, had a house, cars, all of that. One day he woke up and he started looking around, realizing that the world was not what he thought it was. So they have separated. They have lost their home. She had to move back in with her mom. He moved back in with his mom, and she does not understand. And she's like, I don't understand why he did this. He came in contact with this new religion or whatever, because she went from being a Mormon to a Christian. And he was trying to drop the knowledge, you know, about religion on her. And she's like, she totally, you know, was against what he was saying, of course. And, you know, so they have separated, and she does not get it. Like, she is clueless. Like, why did he leave? And I'm friends with both of them. And the funny thing is, I tried to explain to her, because I'm aware and know what's going on, that, you know, he's going through some changes. And we got to, you know, keep an open mind. And she's just like, I just don't understand. He's in this new religion. You know, and it's not a new religion. She considers consciousness and being aware of the religion. And she's the one that's stuck in religion, but, you know, and, I mean, he broke away, just like the brother that called in earlier. He had to break away from his family, and they're separated right now, and that's unfortunate, but that is true. You have to, it's like when this truth hits you and this consciousness hits you, it's like you want to separate yourself from everything that you used to know that was true to you at one point in time, but then when you wake up, you realize that all that stuff is based on lies. So you want to pull away and create the life that you know that you were meant to have. And, you know, it's sad because families do break up about it, but unfortunately it's no way around it because, like he said, you're going to be miserable. You will be miserable, and that's just like me. If I continue, you know, just keep doing the same job, it's sucking away from my life. It's putting me in a really nasty mood. You know, and all day long I'm sitting at a desk thinking, God, I need to be doing other stuff in my life. But before, I was only motivated by the dollar. I was like, you know, I'm going to keep doing this job because it's paying my bills and I need my money. But now it's just like, I want the money, of course, but is it worth it? You know, and I, you know, and that's what makes me feel better about breaking away to go after my gift, my talent, and what God has purposed me to do. So I'm thinking, okay, instead of me just saying I got to do this 9 to 5, now I'm like, okay, we need to pray innovative ideas. Because we all have great ideas. It's just these things are hidden. But we pray that God will reveal to us these innovative ideas so that we can do what we love to do, but also create money. And that's
But you know something? You know something, babe? That's where, and like I said, a lot of times they'll listen to us, and, you know, as we did our activities, and we blessed the people with our activities, and they say, oh, well, you know, you guys are a perfect couple, or you guys think you go through, you know, think you're perfect. You know, that's what you get a lot. But what they didn't understand is that it was your help, you know, that when I had, you know, I've been awakened, but when your level, when your conscious level raises, you really have to understand. And you helped me to understand the fact that I need a job. Because for the long time, I was like, no. I didn't even want a job because what that man goes through and the woman doesn't understand, and I'm pretty sure a lot of my awake brothers can agree with what I'm about to say. What that brother goes through is when you wake up and realize everything is a lie, like you said about your friend, you realize everything. You don't know what you want to do. You're uncertain who you want to work for. When you have that spiritual awakening, you know, you're not sure who you want to be around because everything scares the hell out you, really. You don't know what's safe. You don't know what to trust. You don't know where you should be. So that's kind of a hard transition for that seller to slide into. And, you know, it was a lot of our, you know, talks and kind of like conversations that got me to the point to even shift my mind to even say, I want a job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because you were totally against the workforce. And what I'm saying is I'm not saying that people need to, like, quit their jobs, but what we need to do, we need to think a little bit different about the income that we are working these jobs. We don't want to work these jobs forever. What are we doing with the money, like our paychecks? Like we talk about when we get these paychecks, we need to be investing into our plan. We take this money and we save it up. We build up a savings account. We put it into whatever it is, you know, our gifts and talents, instead of just blowing it on clothes or blowing it on shoes or blowing it at the club or, you know, blowing it on weed or whatever it is, you know, that we're supposed to blow our money on because we're very wasteful. And, you know, and I'm wasteful too because I eat a lot. I like food. So, you know, I spend my money on food. But, you know, we need to tighten up with our finances and put this money towards funding the purpose, whatever that purpose is for you. So, yes, I think that, like, if you have kids need to be provided for, you know, you have bills that you need to pay, get a job. But it just, it's like, that's just not the end-all, be-all. You know, that's not the end of the road. You don't just go out here and get a job and that's it, especially if you know that it's something else that you're supposed to do because you're doing a disservice to yourself, to your loved ones, and to the world if you're not walking and creating that purpose to give it back because that's what it's there for, you know, and we just have to, you know, put those funds towards that, but don't just get stuck in a rut in this 9 to 5 thinking you can't do no better because you can't. But if you think that you can't do no better, you're not going to do better. But if you think you can, you can. It's all about that. It's about that mindset. So, you know, whoever's on the line, like, because this show is for the brothers. I'm keeping it about them because I could definitely give encouragement to my sisters because I love doing that. But, you know, for those of you that are speaking and you're trying to find your way, you know, be spiritually led. Pray about, you know, ask about, hey, you know, Most High God, you know, wherever you say, whatever works for you. But for us, we say, you know, Most High, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Bring people to me. Bring people to me that's going to help get this, whatever this is that I want to do off the ground. And be always be thankful. You know, when we pray, when we pray, a lot of times we say we want, we need. But be thankful in advance. Say, I thank you in advance for my business that's going to prosper. You know, I thank you for the abundance that you're giving to me right now today, even though you might not have the abundance, but thinking that you're already living in abundance, that abundance is attracted to you. That's just the law of the universe. So, you know, y'all just stay strong and, you know, keep pushing, stay positive, keep praying, you know, fasting. If you fast, I recommend fasting. You know, and, you know, just do what you have to do, but don't ever feel that you have to stay stuck in a rut because you don't have to.
Okay. I appreciate that knowledge, about that knowledge. Back.
All right, no problem. Everybody have a great evening. Thank you.
All right. That's Dream Pisces 80, y'all. Stroll on over to her Instagram page, Dream Pisces 80. Beautifully handmade bracelets, necklaces, earrings, handcrafted. A lot of love. I'm talking about this a whole different arsenal, not just beat it, not just. It takes her to break it down and explain because I do radio. But, you know, definitely stroll over to Dreamy Pisces 80 on Instagram and check out her inventory. Or Dreamy Bees by Sharon B on her website. Something for the fellas. I'm digging this show. And, you know, we always have to get the ladies' opinion. And I encourage people that I click on, talk up, speak up, because this is where we have to understand. And one of the things that I said, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, y'all think y'all perfect. Or, no, we're not. We go through our own thing. We go through ups and downs. We go through, you know, disagreements because we never just have straight-up arguments, but it's difference of opinion. You know, and like my boy Eddie Belafonte said, you know, about that woman giving that man, you know, his respect. And, you know, he said his lady have to watch how she talk, you know. If that lady understands that king and that man and that king is talking right, he don't even have to command that respect because it's going to be automatically given. So that's where, you know, the fellas have to really get it together in their head, and the women have to too, because we're too gassed up with emotion. We're too gassed up with ego. Well, you going to respect me or I'm going to knock you out. See, that ain't going to get you nowhere. You know, we have to learn to listen. Fellas, you gotta learn to listen. Like I always say, a man that don't listen to the lady, he don't have a lady long. She end up with Chuck the Plumber. You know, you take your pick. So, yeah, why'd you do me like that? Why'd you leave me? Yeah, nigga, because I've been trying to tell you, and you wouldn't listen. Ladies, you gotta learn to listen to your fellas. You know, it's a two-way street. And females, please stop with that. Because that is not helpful to a brother. You know, we can't get motivated when you need to put something in my bag. I need some red bottoms. And, you know, that is unhealthy. You know, just tearing a man down with negativity. Got to learn how, like she said, pray. You know, we, you know, it's not always perfect. But what we do is keep that God in the mix. It don't make us better than nobody. But we keep God in the mix, because the minute you drop that prayer life, well, so that's just, you know, a little something for me. But I'm going to keep strolling because I see the new people. And talk, my people. Something for the fellas. Females, if you got something, or ladies, if you got something you want to say, open up. Something for the females. It's something for my fellas. But, however, talk. Caller, you are on the line. Area code 909. Yo.
This is Lewis.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, my bro?
Pretty good. Yeah, I was calling because I had a little problem where I kind of did it to myself. I was online, and I had a Black Panthers logo that I had been using. And I didn't.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And I had it on there for a while, and I just, you know, by being part of the struggle, I feel like, you know, So I would just kind of just put myself in there without even asking for membership.
Okay.
Now, I think that was kind of wrong, but at the time, I guess I didn't think nothing of it because, you know, I'm a heart patient and I've been sick and haven't been working, and I'm on disability now, so, but all my free time I do is, all I do is be on the computer. And then when, I don't know how I got it, but I ran across it, and then I put it on it for my Facebook page.
Okay.
And then
I know who you are. Yeah, with the logo.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
So I, you know, and it's hard because I like, you know, to be a member, you know, something like that. But it's like, it's kind of hard for me because I'm sick and I really can't do nothing, you know. A lot of my friends kind of turned me away because of my sickness and everything else. So I just stayed myself. You know, I'm from California, San Bernardino, California. And, it was, you know, where I come from, it was just like, you know, real rough with the gangs and everything else. But when we first started off, it wasn't like that. We was all together. And then when the L.A. gangs came to San Bernardino, it made everybody from San Bernardino against them, and then through the years, it made us turn on ourselves. So, and and just a lot of stuff just didn't happen. And then when I got sick, I just moved because, you know, they get better treatment living out here in Florida. And so I'm just, you know, sorry for doing that, you know. I didn't mean to.
Oh, see, brother,
but, you know, I had a dream. See, when you could come close to, not to cut you off, when you get close to kind of death like I was, my heart was only beating 10%. So, like, okay. Now, I'm kind of like a, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like I just see things and I dream things, you know what I mean? And I hate to say it, you know, I dream of my friends that, even my family members that pass away, they come in my dreams. I don't know, because I almost passed away myself or what, you know, but, you know, I talk to them, but I didn't get to the point now where when they come in my dreams, I'm used to it. So, you know, it ain't like I, you know, I'm used to them being there, so it's like they're not deceased. But I already had a dream that I was going to get confronted by one of the members, you know, and I was always waiting for the time to come, you know what I mean? you have visions and you see it, and then, well, it's kind of hard because if you ever been through a life and death situation where, you know, but I was almost out of here, my heart was only beating 10%, and they only told me I only had like 3 months to live, and ever since then, I feel like, you know, I shouldn't be here, but I'm here. Even though I'm still sick, my heart is only beating like 20% because I put a fibrillator in my chest. And now when I go to bed now, like I said, I dream these dreams and visions. So when I see stuff, I just do it, you know. I'm so used to staying to myself and being by myself, you know. I've been married a few times because of that, you know. But I already had this time was going to come, and I was waiting for it to come. But I didn't know when it was going to come. I just knew it. I dreamed about it coming, but I didn't know when. You know, so I just wanted to tell you, you know, people, you know, the members, that I'm sorry for doing that.
Oh, man. And see, the thing of it, man, and I know exactly who you are. And if you can, drop me your number in my inbox, man. And, you know, the thing of it, you know, the way you spoke about it, it didn't even make it a problem. You know, you were like, you know, you explained, and definitely hearing you now, it's no problem, man. And the thing with the Panther for Justice, man, that's what we are. We are for justice. Now, if you'd have came with a different type of tone and talked different to us, then, you know, it would have been something. But that was never even your approach. So, you know, don't even worry about that, brother, because it's you know, it's just a blessing. And you were led, you know, through that incident, it led you to this show. So, you know, and it led you to us. So, you know, don't even worry about that. That's water under the bridge, my brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know,
like,
but definitely.
Like a, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you spoke with Chairman, and he told you that I'm the spokesman. So my name is Antonio, and you can look on Facebook and drop me a request or drop your number in my inbox, man. And I'd like to speak with you after the show.
Yeah, because I have a lot of knowledge. Because at one time, even I was even in the churches too. At one time, I was even a minister. I started as a deacon in the church, then became a minister. But then when I seen and been through how they was doing in the churches, I just had to leave out of there. And then when I really started doing my own study and start studying other things. And I seen all the stuff they've been teaching me was kind of false, you know what I mean? But but like I said, once you get sick and because when the doctors told me that I only had 3 months to live, I'm like, you know, I wasn't scared and nothing like that. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm not gonna leave. You know, God ain't tell me it's my time to leave. But like now, I get visions and I see stuff and when it comes to me, I know what to do when it comes to me. I just do it, but no telling when it might happen. It might not happen to a year, or sometime it happened, you know, a month or two, whatever. But you know, I don't know the time when it happened. But when I get that vision, I just do it. But I really appreciate you guys for understanding, because that's all I do on the computer, because I don't work. So I've been constantly on the computer, you know. I used to battle with atheists, you know, and all that, you know. So, you know, they left me alone after so long. But, I've been through it all, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, you know, man. Now, I appreciate you even speaking up and calling in, man.
Yeah, because when I got the message, I said, okay, it finally happened. You know, I was happy, but then I was kind of a little worried at the same time. I'm like, I've been waiting on this moment for a year.
Okay, man. I said, man, drop your number in my inbox, and I appreciate you, man.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Always. Shout out to that brother right there. See, and that's what I like. Like I said, this is a real show for real people. And you're wrong, brother. You're wrong. You can do something. If you can pray, if you can speak, if you can teach, you got a purpose. You know, so don't even limit yourself to saying, I can't do it, you know what I'm saying, because even in your sickness, you can teach people. You know, you taught me something. You taught all of us something. So, you know, definitely shout out to that brother, and I'm looking forward to that number and talking with that brother. Something for the fellas. I really enjoyed this show. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. That boy know he did a good show. Y'all gonna talk to my boy Eddie. Say, don't you talk about no JW no more. Jesus whooping. And I know I'm going to hear from him after the show and say, hey, man, you got to cut that out, man. But it's all love, man. It's never the disrespect. You know, we got to have fun because this truth, has you wound up. I mean, you be on the edge. You know, there's the edge in you right there. So, you know, definitely my thing for something from the fellas that I want people to understand what I do. I want people to understand why I speak what I speak. And like that brother right there that just called in, shout out to that brother. You know, we don't know when tomorrow. We worry about a light bill. We worry about telephone. We worry about, poor me, when your life could hang in the balance at any moment. Whether you're blind, you're crippled, or you're crazy like that damn Pope. You know, you always have a purpose. I want people to understand when I take shots at stuff, it's not to be negative, it's not to be disrespectful, but if you dig into what I'm saying and find the truth, you'll find out, that's why he said that. Oh, that's why he said Louis Farrakhan shining. Oh, that's why he talks about all those uglies. That's why he said Joel Osteen is the way he is. I don't just attack black. I attack whatever color isn't right. I don't just attack white. I attack whoever is not talking the right way. I don't know everything, but I do know something ain't right. So I want people to understand why I speak, because it's hard. You know, to all my truth-seeking brothers, all my brothers who don't get just due from their kids' mother, shout out, brother. Keep taking care of your kids. You know, for every brother that stepped away from his marriage, like Abu spoke about her friend, for every brother that woke up and said, what in the ham and cheese sandwich is going on? Shout out to them brothers. Shout out to my boy Jay, who pursuing his purpose and is on his way here. You know, so the Most High has a way of doing everything. You know, I was a little discouraged. You know, I won't share it because I believe. I said, how can I tell y'all to share stuff and I'm not sharing it? He made me tell everything and he won't say that. it ain't even that type of party. But I was happy. And my dream party to tell you, you know, I went, you know, to the Clorox factory, and I just knew I had a job. So, the boy got a job. Finally, Lord, Jesus, thank you. Did he say Jesus, baby? Thank you. But, no, on a serious note, it was grand opening, grand closing. God damn, I didn't get a chance to get to the job. Before they said, don't come in, we don't need you. You know, and that left me feeling a little discouraged, you know, but I had a strong woman that stood in my corner and said, it's okay, wipe your tears, you know, I got a little misty eye this morning because sometimes this disability stands in the way of what I try to do. It's like, God, come on. And, you know, we go through things where she stands strong. She said, it's going to be okay. You know, everything is going to be all right. She sent me a little Bob Marley. Everything, don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is going to be all right. So, you know, to my brothers that did have an awakening, we need a job, bro. We need that paper. We need to have somewhere to usher in that, because she really had to help me see. Brother, these kids need clothing. But when we wake up, we say, damn the clothes, they coming, you know, leave all the everything, you know. You know, because it's like a shocker, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, when you come down to understand they ain't coming right now, you have to plan. So that's why I say, fellas, we gotta listen to the women, because the women are, sometimes they are erratic and they are emotional, but sometimes they are really careful and precise, and they are spot on with what they say. You know, so sometimes she's about the only one, her and my mom, about the only one that can really calm me down when I'm just on that edge. So something for the fellas, something for the people. All of us have to band together. Like I said, I talked about that sister Sekhmet, the I Empress. We got to do better with our messages. We got to teach the people, because the people are listening. If I'm encouraging y'all, get your guns and open fire on everybody you see, then I'm in charge of whatever. I'm putting y'all in danger. We got to teach better. We got to unite. We got to learn how to win the game before we can win that trophy. So something for my fellas, just stay strong. For the real, like I said, the real ones that take care of your kids, keep doing what you're doing. For the ones that go against the grain and seek the truth and say things that it just ain't right. Why that boy say what he say? Because that's what the Creator put in my heart. I don't think I'm bold. I don't think I'm bad. I'm not an internet gangster. You know, I would say this to a crowd of people. It takes guts to do this. You know, so that's why I said my lasting impression, I want y'all to understand why I do what I do. You know, it's love behind it, because I, when you have people like that that say, my show have helped them, that helps me. So definitely, right on the wall, say, I appreciate you, you know. Shout out, good show, because sometimes people don't always call in to talk. So I hope I have did a good show tonight. Shout out to all my people. If I didn't get to you, I'm sorry. Please call me back and let me know about it. But until Thursday, guess what? Thug Mansion.
Tired of getting shot at. Tired of getting chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it. A spot where we belong. That's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where the niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs get in free, and you gotta be a G. At Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times, I once contemplated suicide. And would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and no one bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace. And even though we G's, we still visualize places that we could roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place. The players going fast and got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Manny.